It isn't every day when the President of the United States turns to you for advice. But Flint's Mayor Dane Walling is now in that relatively small group who can say exactly that. Mayor Walling was among 18 mayors who sat down in a White House meeting with President Obama. The topic, how to reduce violence among young people. And that's something Dane Walling is faced with every single day. That's because Flint is among the top U.S. cities of more than 50,000 people with the worst crime rates. Mayor Dane Walling joins us now. Welcome back to Stateside.
Oh, thank you so much.
So tell us, Mayor Walling, what did you personally hope to accomplish in this sit down with the president?
I wanted to thank the president and the attorney general for the additional federal law enforcement assistance that has already been provided to Flint. And then, of course, being a mayor, when you express your gratitude, you also have a request for more help and assistance. So with the other mayors at the table, we were all able to articulate a number of needs that we have, from early education and ways to engage families through the educational process, how to better deal with ex-offenders and get them tied into the workforce, as well as just better and more efficient law enforcement work with more technology, with more data, more collaboration across our local, state, and federal agencies. All of that was on the table with the president.
Now, you were there at the White House, and there, as we had said, a meeting with President Obama and then another with Attorney General Eric Holder and 17 other mayors, including Mitch Landrieu of New Orleans and Cory Booker of Newark and Kevin Johnson of Sacramento. So from all corners of America, were there more similarities or more differences in the stories that each of you told to the president?
Absolutely more similarities. What we're faced with across our communities, whether crime overall has been up a little or down in each of our communities on an annual basis, we're all experiencing spikes in youth violence. Had tragic incidents this past summer where young people have lost their lives in the city of Flint, and every mayor at that table had similar stories and expressed the heartache that that's caused all of our communities, but then also the collaboration and the new ideas that have come forward to try to prevent those future deaths and really save lives.
Was this your first meeting with President Obama?
It was in a sit-down, serious business sense. I've met him on a number of other occasions and had the opportunity to talk briefly in more of a reception environment. This was the first time that I sat down with him at a table and really went to work. He led the meeting. He had Valerie Jarrett on one side and Attorney General Holder on the other, and then, you know, 18 mayors who wanted to talk to him about crime and preventing youth violence. I made sure he knew that we want to have him back in Flint as president and address these issues with our community.
What did he say to you, Mayor Walling, directly? And was there anything that surprised you, caught you off guard?
Well, in the exchange that we had during the meeting, I specifically made the point that we need to have more services for our young adults because we have young adults that are disconnected from the workforce, disconnected from a positive educational experience, and in too many cases, they're the ones who are influencing our youth. They're providing the negative role model, and the president picked up on that point. Made a comment about the restraints with a lot of federal programs being age-specific and what we're able to do after school. So no easy answer there, but he really engaged on that point of more services, more flexibility with programs so that we can serve this young adult population because without getting to that group, as we invest in school programs, as we invest in early education, the benefits of those are going to diminish if they're not nurtured through that individual's life as they get older.
Now, in the meeting with the president and then the subsequent meeting with Attorney General Holder, did you hear anything from other mayors that intrigued you, perhaps ideas that you might want to bring back to Flint to augment your existing efforts?
There were a number of them. Mayor Cory Booker highlighted a program that they've put in place, really an initiative more than a single program for ex-offenders. So Mayor Cory Booker outlined a way that they've connected with individuals as they come out of incarceration and have almost a fraternity-type environment where services, traditional human and workforce skills are offered, but also things like free pro bono legal services to assist with clearing up other legal issues that may have gotten worse while an individual was incarcerated and not able to appear in court and the paperwork wasn't done right. The other thing I heard from almost all the mayors was that they were working on some type of focused deterrence like we've tried here in Flint, the ceasefire, we now call it Lifelines program. We need to invest more in that program to get more of a return. We've got a great coalition in place. We've had more than a dozen individuals called in for their confrontation with the community to try to turn their life around. But this work is being done in a more robust way in a lot of the larger cities. I think that holds a lot of potential for us, too, because the cost of incarceration is so high for our budgets, for our families, for our communities. We have to invest more not only in prevention, but also deterring individuals who may have started down that road before they get too far.
You know, let's take the cynic's view for a moment. Did you walk away feeling that something very substantial happened in that meeting, or could it be argued that it was a gesture or window dressing, if you will?
Well, the president started the meeting on a very strong note. He said, Mayors, I'm not here to ask for your support to go to Congress to announce a new program. That's not what we're in a position to do right now. But I want to have a brainstorming session with you about how we can use our existing resources to get better outcomes. And I think the president was right on with that, because if you look at the size of our budget for Homeland Security or U.S. Department of Justice, it's hard to argue that we need more money. What we need is to have a mission focus, and that mission focus needs to become in 20 or 25 cities across the country that have experienced high rates of crime and especially youth violence, that there's a concerted effort with the federal agencies, state and local, county involvement to really move the needle on that rate of crime. And that's what I believe the president is going to follow up with the attorney general on. During that hour-long meeting, the attorney general is furiously taking notes. So you could tell the president has made this a high priority for the attorney general. So that's what I'm looking forward to coming out of this. Not a new initiative or a new spending program, but a mission where federal resources will be dedicated, in our case, to Flint, many other communities, in a way that over the next year to two, we can substantially change the level of crime and violence in our communities.
Mayor Dane Walling, there are those pessimists who will look at Flint and say aloud, how can you save a city that has seen so much economic stress, which in turn has bred so much violence and created an unsafe environment? Do you in your heart think there will be a time when Flint is safe? And in your eyes, what will that actually look like for Flint?
I believe that we are going to get there, and it's going to be through coordination and collaboration. And for anyone who wants to argue with me on that, I'll simply point out that Flint has been afflicted with disagreement and with dissension for my entire life. But we've now come together around a common, comprehensive plan for the community under the Imagine Flint Master Planning process. The longest chapter in the plan is on public health, safety, and welfare. So people in this community are fed up with the violence. They're ready to work together for whatever reason. And if we can get our local, state, county, and federal law enforcement and support agencies focused on this task, then I believe we can see in Flint the same kind of success that other cities like New York City have been able to see when they get that mission focus and that collaboration. And that has never been tried in Flint. That's what we need to do. That's the only way that we're going to truly reverse this terrible trend.
And how long do you think that might take?
I think we're already making good progress towards that goal. With the Governor's Secure Cities Partnership, we have extensive Michigan State Police resources operating within the city. And we have had good federal support from the U.S. Attorney's Office, the ATF, and other agencies. But there needs to be even greater collaboration, and there's going to have to be a greater dedication of resources. If we can get that work done in the next 3 to 4 months that are remaining here in 2013, then I believe 2014 can be the beginning of a lower crime chapter for the city of Flint.
Mayor Dane Walling, City of Flint, recently back from a White House meeting with President Barack Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder. Thank you so much for talking with us, Mayor Walling.
Thank you, Cindy.